Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologist. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd. I am missing Neil because John's going to make me participate more in this podcast today.
I miss Neil too. He's going on a vacation to South America, so he's going to be gone for a few weeks. But I'm sure he'll still be gambling on some Uruguay soccer and things of that nature. The sporting world is getting exciting. The World Series has started, and the Nationals won the first game 5-4. Juan Soto is pretty amazing. I think he's 20 years old, and he had 3 RBIs in Game 1 last night. Gerrit Cole is a strikeout king, and Juan Soto is hard to strike out. The NBA has also started. LeBron and the Lakers lost to the Clippers and NBA champion Kawhi Leonard. And then the Raptors, the NBA champions, beat the Zion Williamless Pelicans. First Take on ESPN this morning talked about the Lakers and Clippers game a lot and did not even mention the Raptors and Pelicans game, which is funny because the Raptors are NBA champions. Fred VanVleet dropped 34 points for the Raptors, and Kawhi Leonard was pretty dominant for the Clippers. Those were the two stars of the show, I would say. LeBron had a flop. LeBron yelled in excitement before the national anthem was over. What else do I got? Champions League in the soccer world is also still in the group stages. Europa League's going on. Barcelona won today. Liverpool and Man United tied. Liverpool got their first non-win in the Barclays this season. Liverpool got down 1-0 on a goal that was scored because of what could have been a foul. And Jurgen Klopp, the coach of Liverpool, was not happy with the VAR system. It was kind of, he was saying that the ref didn't call the foul because he had VAR to fall back on, but then VAR didn't think it was egregious enough to call the foul. So Manchester United went up 1-0. It is a pretty interesting argument, and then Liverpool pulled it back in the second half.
In the pop culture soccer world, Alex Morgan is pregnant.
Oh, there you go. Baby. She is. Her husband plays soccer for Orlando City. He's a good-looking guy. Carrasco is his name.
Yeah, she's better-looking.
Yeah, I think so, too. Kind of jealous of him. And then, well, I guess we can go on to the NFL world. Cowboys beat the Eagles on Sunday night, and then the Patriots dominated the Jets on Monday night. The Eagles don't have a defense. Wentz is 12-19 when sacked twice or more, but he's 14-2 when he's sacked once or no times in a game. So it's pretty simple, Eagles. Just don't let your quarterback get sacked. Since Wentz tore his ACL a couple years ago, Philadelphia went 10-2 with Nick Foles, won a Super Bowl, and they're 8-10 with Wentz. So, I mean, I forgot to mention Goff in that same sack stat. Jared Goff is 17-3 when he's sacked 0 or 1 time, and 13-15 when he's sacked twice or more. So, offensive line is the key to football, it seems like. Speaking of quarterbacks in the NFC East, Daniel Jones has lost 5 fumbles in his first 6 games. Thoughts on that, Katie? She's a Giants fan. She's looking at me and not saying anything. Eli lost 5 fumbles in his first 41 games. So it only took Daniel Jones 6.
What a star. What a Super Bowl quarterback.
I think he'll be good. The 2 undefeated teams in the NFL, the 49ers, are one of them. They traded for Emmanuel Sanders on the Broncos. Seems like the Broncos are giving up. And then the Patriots traded for Mohamed Sanu of the Falcons. So Tom Brady gets another weapon. Mohamed Sanu played for Rutgers in college, who are a 7-point underdog to Liberty this weekend. Liberty out of Virginia. Liberty is being paid $850,000 by Rutgers to play in New Jersey, and Rutgers might lose. Usually you don't pay schools almost $1 million to get a loss, but Vegas thinks they're going to lose. It's pretty hilarious. So going on to my locks record, I'm 10-8-3. Above average, I guess. Could be better. I'll be better this week. And Katie is going to start a lock record this week. But before we get to those, Katie's still alive in Survivor. somehow, and I'm not, which is annoying.
Luck of the draw.
She's picking the Rams minus 13 this week because she already used the Patriots against her will. And, well, it's just you don't have to do the spread. But she's picking the Rams against the Bengals. The Bengals can't tackle. They're playing in Wembley Stadium in the United Kingdom. So that's pretty exciting. What do you think about the Rams? Why do you think the Rams are going to win?
Don't put me on the spot like that. You're out. That's so rude.
Anyway, she just gets lucky every time, I guess, because she doesn't have any stats to back up her pick.
I don't. That's what I mean by luck of the draw. You ask me, I look, and I pick one team.
I'll start off with my parlay. This one really can't lose. Last week I said it couldn't lose, and it lost pretty early. Lost on the third leg of the 12-leg parlay, but this one can't lose. We're going to start with Arsenal in Europa League at minus 400 on Thursday, and then at 7 a.m. on Saturday, Man City, and then 9 a.m. on Saturday, Bayern Munich, and then at noon on Saturday, we're going with Ohio State football to win. Noon on Saturday, again, we're going to go with Iowa football to win. And then LSU at 3:30. And then Oregon at 10:30. Oregon plays Washington State. And then we're going to go on Sunday. You can add this one if you want, but it's just to help get the numbers better. It's Sevilla at 1:30 on Sunday at home against Getafe. Sevilla is just amazing at home. I studied abroad there. I'm pretty awesome. But it is an exciting place to go, and they are just historically and this season great at home. Moving on to our locks, Katie looked at the NFL board, and she...
I'm going with the Saints this week.
She's looking at wedding pictures right now.
So she's scrolling Instagram, called out.
She's going with the Saints minus 10 this week. Drew Brees might be back. Katie's a Drew Brees fan.
My little brother just had a very similar surgery that Drew Brees had. And when they were comparing it, they could tell that Drew Brees had the NFL version with his recovery time. Because Nick is still in a cast for another 3 weeks. Yeah,
maybe Drew Brees is getting some HGH like Peyton Manning did back in the day. Who knows? Or Drew Brees, or Peyton Manning's wife. Sorry.
I hope he'd have better surgeons, but it was just a funny comparison.
And then my locks are Colts minus 6 against the Broncos. Malik Hooker's back for the Colts. Sanders just got traded, as I said before. Justin Simmons looked like the only player that wanted to be on the field for the Broncos against the Chiefs. Matt Moore outplayed Joe Flacco last week. Denver's bottom half of the league in yards and 29th in points. They only score 16 points a game. Denver's weakness on defense is the run, and Indy has a top 10 rushing attack. T.Y. Hilton's healthy, which completely changes the Colts offense. I really like Colts minus 6. And then I'm doing Panthers plus 6, going with my team here. It's the lowest It's the lowest over under on the board at 41. So it's predicted to be a low scoring game. So I'll take the points. Christian McCaffrey, Panthers coming off a bye. It's hard to learn much about the 49ers against the Redskins because that game was pouring rain. There was only 3 field goals scored in the whole game. But Jimmy G is just, I don't think he moves the needle much more than Kyle Allen does. They're both just good quarterbacks. They don't lose the games. Defensive battle there. I'll take the points. Speaking of defensive battles, moving to college football, I'm taking Iowa minus 10. Northwestern has the worst... What did I write down?
Can't even read his own handwriting.
Northwestern has the worst passing offense in the Big Ten, so Iowa will focus on stopping the run. Iowa's 0-3 versus Northwestern since 2016. They want to get that win. I like Iowa minus 10. And then I'm going... I did it last week, and it was one of my losses. I went 3-2. I went 2-3 on locks last week, and this was the decider. I'm going UNC moneyline again. I'm going UNC to win at minus 170 again. That 6 every time Virginia Tech game was wild. I'm not going to talk about it anymore because it made me sad. Katie and I are actually going to the UNC Duke game.
Woo woo! Homecoming.
She's never been to a UNC football game.
I haven't.
You've been to a basketball game, right?
Yes, we went with the lacrosse team in college. That was our big spring break trip was Syracuse UNC basketball
game.
That's
fun. But yeah, so she's going to her first UNC football game. So if UNC wins, I'll take her to more. If not, I'll find somebody else to take. Duke is 10th in the ACC at getting off the field on third downs on defense. And UNC and Sam Howell have excelled at it. Sam Howell won ACC Player of the Week again. Kid's amazing. He had 5 touchdowns in the loss last week and no interceptions. The true freshman is pretty amazing. Mack Brown said this last week, but he said it again. He said they've been practicing well. I think the team rallies after the loss last week. Duke couldn't block UVA last week. I think they lost 38-14. Maybe it was 48-14. I think UNC's defensive line is going to eat. Yeah, I just like that game. And then I like, my final one is Arizona State money line. Arizona State's coming off a tough loss to Utah. UCLA's coming off a dominating win against Stanford. But Jaden Daniels played poorly for Arizona State in their loss. I think he plays better. Eno Benjamin's just a beast. He's been running all over the field for Arizona State. UCLA gives up over 300 passing yards and 34 points a game. I don't think Chip Kelly's defense is going to do a good enough job stopping Jaden Daniels and Herm Edwards and the Arizona State Sun Devils. Oh, I forgot to mention this in the Panthers game. Another reason why I like Panthers plus six is Eric Reed, revenge game. Him and Colin Kaepernick both kneed in 2016, I believe. Might have been 2017. And then the 49ers didn't re-sign him. Eric Reed hates how he was treated by the 49ers. He mentioned he was bitter and wants to get his revenge. So I like him to step up for the Panthers defense as well. And I think that's all I got this week. I think those are all my notes. Mahomes is already throwing this week, which is pretty impressive because they popped his knee on national television, which is pretty wild. We got Strasburg against Verlander tonight in the World Series. I'm definitely going to bet on the Nationals once it gets back to D.C., though. And then I posted on my website, it's not a lock, but I like Kings just because this podcast may not be out by the time the game starts. But I like the Kings tonight against the Suns. In my power rankings for the NBA, I had the Kings as a top 15 team and the Suns as a bottom 5 team. So I just like the Kings tonight. I think Buddy Hield and Marvin Bagley and De'Aaron Fox are all going to be good this season. And the Suns have a lot of injuries. But all right, that's all I got. Thank you for listening to Locks and Thoughts. Anything else you want to say, Katie?
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You're annoying. All right.
I'm going to go have some dinner.
Sportsologists.
Out.
Out.